Tiger Woods is continuing where he left off at Golf's Masters at Augusta in Georgia. The defending champion is 4 under par through 11 holes of his opening round to currently be tied for third place. Woods' round is so far blemish-free, with birdies on his 4th, 6th, 7th and 10th holes. Englishman Paul Casey sits atop the leaderboard at 6 under par with 6 to play. Almost half of the field has yet to tee off after bad weather suspended play for nearly 3 hours. A small group of New Zealand players might be able to return home from Australia next week, depending on how they come through tomorrow night's Tri Nations test against Argentina in Sydney. The All Blacks are not due to play again until the end of the month, when they play the Pumas for a second time in their final game of the competition in Newcastle. All Blacks coach Ian Foster says suspended prop Offa Tuonga Fasi is likely to be one of the players allowed to return home.
It's always been our plan with the squad that we've got. If we don't have a lot of injuries, then there was a chance that we could send a small number back a week or 10 days or whatever earlier so that they could commence their quarantining and, I guess, have a bigger break.
Ian Foster. Meanwhile, Argentina coach Mario Ledesma has named 3 uncapped players in his 23 for tomorrow night's test, with Santiago Chocobares to debut at second five. Hawke's Bay won't be able to call on veteran prop Sona Tomalolo for the remainder of the men's National Provincial Rugby Championship. He's been suspended for 3 weeks after being found guilty of striking an opposition player several times. And the new Premier Hockey League has opened with one-sided results. The Northern Tridents beat the Hauraki Mavericks 5-0 in the first game of the women's competition before the Central Falcons downed the Southern Alpiners 4-1. The men's league will start next week. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakinakina.